Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Diane Murray Ward. You're listening to Brian Snow. This is Faceted. Faceted Gems. Give thanks for our blessings. Enjoy life and loved ones now. Mentor when you can. Silence allows us to hear the inner voice and concentrate on the good. Welcome. My name is Diane Murray Ward, and I am your host for Faceted Gems. We're very pleased that we have reached our one-year mark being on the air. And I know that some individuals have probably wondered what I ask our guests. And there's a series of questions, and they're all asked the same thing. They're given the questions ahead of time, and I'll just share with you what they are. I ask, when and how did you develop this interest? I ask, when did you become aware of the skill? And I also ask them, would you consider mentoring anyone in the field? And tonight, my guest is someone who has been a mentor to me. Her name is Miss Beverly Wilson. Welcome, Beverly.
Hi, Diane. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
thank you for coming
on.
Thank you for coming on Faceted Gems. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Wilson, also known as Sapphire, is an artisan. She is a wellness entrepreneur, and she is just a wonderful, fascinating, and vibrant friend and mentor to this host. Thank you, Beverly. Please tell the guest a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you again, and peace and blessings be upon you, Diane, and your guests and listeners for this evening. This is just such a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day gift, and I only say that because as women, we have so many facets in life. So I'd like to start off to say, in regards to some of the questions, but the main question, yes, I believe you asked me how I got started within the business aspect.
Yes.
Diane? Okay, this
yes.
Needs to be clear because, you know, you have to put me back on target.
That's because she does so many things. She does so many things well, ladies and gentlemen. That's why she doesn't know where to start. So, yes, let's talk about your business, please.
Okay, well, great. As a child, I definitely was one of those children. I was the eldest in the family, but had a keen interest for creativity. You know, in junior high school, won a little artsy award, and surrounded by a lot of artistic abilities with my mom and my uncles and aunts. So definitely it's a creative spirit that surrounds me moving forward in my endeavors. What else can I say? So being that said, that as I've started playing around with different mediums, such as florals and bridals, and moved over into even painting, I had discovered that it was very soothing to my inner spirit, Diane. And definitely through our relationship, you have seen my tremendous growth in what I make as well.
This lady does make not only fantastic jewelry, it's not jewelry, they're pieces of art. She allows me to be her model every once in a while, and whenever I wear her pieces, people ask me, where did you buy that? And of course, being her unpaid model, I tell people where I got this from, and I refer them to her. And so these pieces of wearable art is what she makes, and she's constantly evolving to hair pins, to all different pens. She decorates pens, ladies and gentlemen. So she's taken those artistic gifts that were God-given, and then she was surrounded by her mom and her uncle who were also artistically gifted, and she has taken it all to another level. And what's
Absolutely.
Also very nice is that she's constantly evolving, and that's the other aspect of Miss Wilson, is that she's not stagnated with, oh, I developed this, this is really beautiful, I get a lot of compliments on that, but she's always looking for the next step.
Absolutely.
And I think that's
Absolutely.
What people need to know, that it's just, even though you know you make satisfying and beautiful things and people compliment you and you try different things and you just never know what's going to take off, that she's not finished with that journey. So it started with her childhood and with being influenced by, you know, her loved ones. And then she's taking it all to another level. At the same time, having a full-time job that has nothing whatsoever to do with
being
artsy.
And being a mother and grandmother, if I may add. Mother
she has
and
to
grandmother.
Eat.
and Prayer will be a second grandmother coming in August. So, yeah. You're quite right, Diane. When it comes to, because I know you had mentioned about the evolving state, I believe, and nothing against men, they're my love, you know, they're partners with us. It's like the yin and yang. But something with women, that sisterhood, that I can define this, and it's about transformation. You know, it's even bigger than us. So as we go through that journey of the childhood maturity, you know, we're developing our physical and then the mental, and then here we go again with the menopause and yada, yada, yada. I discovered in my journey that what keeps me centered is the creative side. Like, we all of us have a left and right brain, and it always says you may use maybe 20%, if not more or less, of our brain capacity.
Right.
And a lot of the times with me, it just things connect creatively. Like, I'm a visual learner, for instance. Whether someone else needs the details, needs everything to be written out and analyzed. And what I noticed with my journey creatively, that we can tap into our creative spirit. Everyone is creative, believe it or not. The first thing people say, oh, I can't even make this and make that. Well, I will say I started out just making things as gifts. And from those gift giving, I truly believe that our divine creator, God, Allah, whomever you choose, who is your higher being, is that we are gifted with many talents. And exploring my hands-on gift, I'm learning how to even communicate, being anointed to ministry. So it's like you said, it's, when you're on board of who you are, you know, you can't get bored with yourself. And that's what I love about where I am right now, this special place that I am right now in my life, Diane.
And on top of all of this, you have a business that promotes a wellness and is part and parcel of what you do, because as you tap on that creative spirit, you're also finding a sense of oneness and a sense of creativity in another media, which is also tapping in on not only the senses of seeing something, but smell and comfort and oils and massages and fragrance and the power of fragrance along with having those beautiful items. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, it's going to be maybe 2.5 years. I don't know if anyone has heard of Warm Spirit. It's been out several years ago, and it was really one of the number one top direct marketing type of businesses. It was owned by Nadine Thompson, and who's married also to a reverend, but she had a dream, a vision of creating these awesome scrubs, lotions, gels, and, you know, like we would do for our grandmas and moms used to make at home, you know, with the mayonnaise and other little things. But her concept was good, absolutely. But when I heard about Warm Spirit maybe about 5 or 6 years ago by a representative, it just didn't gravitate to me at that time. It wasn't like all of the lines that I really liked. I myself have sold Amway and some other direct marketing products. But when I seen it, I was like, first of all, I do support women of color, you know, all nationalities. But she just gravitated with me because I know that I look like her. So that was that connection. And then when I heard her position in moving Warm Spirit through, and it's really excellent on the blog. If you go to Soul Purpose, S-O-U-L, Purpose, PURPOSE.com, her blog will tell you her story. And she lost Warm Spirit with a partner that she had. And he swiped it underneath her feet. And going off of that devastation, connecting with another woman who's my upper line, Joan Sherwood, she is a doula. And I met her through wellness, and she talked about the product, and I said, that sounds familiar. She says, well, yes, she's the same creator of Warm Spirit. And I said, sign me up, because I felt the connection with Lady Nadine Thompson. And that is that even though I've always had a job, 26, mind you, with the city, I have that passion for creating a foundation for my children. You know, that mom and pop store we used to listen, you know, always heard about, and especially people that was out of New York and they was in the South. I mean, all the things from our history, we had a wealth of entrepreneurs of color. You know, and so that gravitated with me. And then now, as of today, as we're speaking, Diane, I just did my first jump off with a couple of people. Nadine has compiled our other partners, which is Youngevity, focuses a lot of essential oils, pure essential oils, and products like for managing your weight and SlenderFX, which I am a client, yay, and doing excellent. But she said to us, as we move forward, it's about beauty from the inside out. And it hit me. I was like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because it's just not one aspect of life. Like you said, the creative gift that the divine creator given me, I know that I can do so much more. And with this direct marketing, I'm able to recruit, be coach to someone, to even get into the who we are. So I'm really excited about this new venue.
And the other thing, and for me, as someone who has known you for quite some time, this sounds like so full circle for you, because getting into the essential oils and the essence and the scents and everything, when you make a piece of jewelry, and even when I commission you to make a piece of jewelry for someone, one of the things you always ask me is to give you a description of the person, tell you a little bit about the person. Do they have certain gems, precious stones or whatever that they gravitate to or that they like? Or you may suggest to me a particular stone that will give them either insight or clarity or purity or, you know, because you add that other piece of information to your work. So a pair of earrings is not just a pair of earrings for you. A bracelet is not just a bracelet for you, because you're able to provide the person what this gem, this stone, can help either stimulate or calm or bring purity or insight. And we have semi-precious stones all around us that do that, but if you don't have the right combination, if you're not making it in the right spirit or the right frame of mind. I know when I make my pieces, that it's I'm consciously thinking of how I'm doing it, why I'm doing it, because my item is a religious item, then I pray with it, and I find
Absolutely.
A lot of calm and peace. And I
know Absolutely.
that is somehow imparted by the work that you do. And so
yes.
it's not just something from, you know, like you get a piece of jewelry from Monet, you know, not that that's a bad thing. There's a lot of beautiful pieces out there, but it's different when it's handcrafted and you know the person took the time to find out about the individual that it's intended for. And I think that a lot of that, people don't understand just how special that is, because that's really, really one of a kind. You don't get that everywhere, and not everybody wants to invest the time to even do something like that. So I think that's really quite unique and
yes.
something you can't put a price on, quite frankly.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's
yes.
so different.
Yes,
and that's the other the other kind of creative energy that you're able to impart with your pieces. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Beverly Wilson, also known as Sapphire, on Faceted Gems. You're listening to Faceted Gems on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and I'm your host, Diane Ward. So you see, Beverly, that other piece of you is always in every piece of jewelry that you make.
Absolutely. And you know what, Diane, you had brought a strong point in your description when you discussed about energy. I've always been an adventurous, I always had an adventurous spirit. And I say that to say, you know, things are not always or really never been black and white with me. And with a lot of our artistic community, you know, we think differently. Like you say, you know, we are trendsetters. You know, we'll look at something and someone says to you, where did you get that from? You know, how you pick these colors together? And you say to yourself, you know, because it feels right for me. But it's about the energy. It's the energy that we carry within ourselves and then what you believe in. Because we definitely agreed about the energy when we even touch pieces, and people don't know how how sacred that is. And that gives us that differential advantage of having something mass-produced. You're talking about each piece has been handcrafted for a vision, and basically more vision than, like you said, spiritually, is someone higher than ourselves. So, again, it comes to, and if you agree with us, it's about giving first. Money will follow. Are you in agreement with that, Diane, that philosophy? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't know if you heard me or, you know, had these little, what do you call them?
My that's okay. The connection became a little frayed, but that's all right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's very cloudy out in New York City. Yes, but as I was saying before, I just in agreement that energy flows when we're creating definitely have to be a positiveness. And that is our differential advantage for you going to Macy's, Bloomingdale's, and all of these retail stores, and they make them mass-produced.
Right.
So
and
right,
and that's what makes your pieces so unique, because I can tell people exactly who made this. And if they wanted to get any additional information about what made you go there? What made you think that this was what they would like? And I'm telling you, people are so happy to get pieces from you, because once they put it on, they're like, how did you know? How did you know?
Mm-hmm.
They sense the energy, the vibration, the love that goes into it. And that's something I can't put a price on. I just can't. It happens every time,
right,
and I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Thank you. I'm grateful that you can do that.
Thank you. And your energy also reflects upon me, because when we look at it, for instance, what do I do with it now, you know, or how do anyone get started, you know, if it takes the passion, you know, a lot of times you hear a lot of that when you're going to be an entrepreneur and you want to own your own business, and they cannot be so true about finding your passion. Because if you stay working the 9-to-5, traveling, dealing with all the bureaucracy is like stressing you out, do that double time with your own business. Because first of all, you're wearing all the hats. You're counting. To pay you so you can pay your bills. You have to deal with the supplier. You have to deal with people, customer service. So I say that to say, while you are working for someone, gain those skills. You know, get the skills that you're getting from the job, because trust me, when you're ready to take that venture in your own business, do your homework, research, and then step out on faith. And only step on faith when you are passionate about the business that you're getting ready to get into. Because there's nothing like being 24 hours and then some in a business that you hate.
Right.
Absolutely,
right.
Absolutely. So
you're so right.
The passion is
crucial. And if you and because part of the definition of passion is you to me anyway, it's part of your defining spirit. And you know something is drawing you towards that. Something is telling you, and that's a divine spirit telling you, you know, you can do this. I've given you this gift, as one of my other guests said. I've given you this gift. She didn't want to have to meet up with God the Father and say and have to say to him when he asked her, how come you didn't use the gifts I gave you? She said she didn't want to go there and then find out she didn't have a legitimate answer for him. How did she tell him that she didn't use the gifts that he gave her?
Absolutely. You are so right.
It was part of her incentive.
Because if I can add, you're absolutely right, Diane. And I think in the beginning of important it is to find out who you are.
Right.
You know, find out your ultimate passion, what your purpose in life.
Yes.
And when you can do that, this will allow you to connect to like-minded people who have your
right.
best interests at heart, not just
yeah.
liking the things you do and saying, you know, you go, girl, you go, guy, you know, this is really you. But I mean, what can I do to help you go to the next level? Because we cannot do it alone by ourselves. It is not meant for us to do anything in this life, in this lifetime, by ourselves. That's why
and a lot of
the,
people do feel that. Yeah, but you know, a lot of people do feel kind of isolated, and that's the other reason why. That's the other reason why this program, I developed this program, because I don't want people to feel isolated. I want people to know that there are others who have taken this journey, that are still taking the journey, and I think I'm hopeful that it's encouraging people to say, you know what, I need to be self, look at myself, see what it is I want to do. How can I do it and understand that, you know what, I'll survive. Everybody makes mistakes. Not everything works, but I learn from it, and then I take it to the next step. That's encouraging.
Very much encouraging.
That's empowering,
and,
you know?
Yes, yes. And on empowering mode, I know with my crafting, my grandson, who's 14 years old, that is my heart, but my daughter, who's expecting for the second time, she
mm-hmm.
would always, you know, be so upset with me because I started out with the shopping cart, just going
mm-hmm.
to street fairs. And, you know, so, you know, just have some things out, and I'm still working now. It's not like it was a need of money, but that's what I'm sharing with you, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
It's about when you have your passion, it's like, come on, family, let's pack
that's
up with
nice.
The shopping cart. It doesn't happen at the time. I am a Brooklynite to my heart, so I have
mm-hmm.
everything accessible to me. So if a shopping cart it is to get me where I have to go, that has never been a challenge for me. But my daughter,
I mean, look, you graduated all the way to your own tent and everything else. I mean, I've watched you
absolutely.
Evolve
absolutely.
On and on and on and on.
Yes.
And,
yes.
and you know, it's just been amazing to me, as you've been my, or, you know, one of my artistic mentors, to see your growth and
absolutely.
The abilities and everything that you've shown me. And it's been years and years, but you've never, ever swayed. It has always been an underlying part of your being to continue on and do this. And that's why... That's why, Beverly, I'm so happy that you've been able to come on. We're getting ready to go off air, but I'm just so glad that you've been able to share your journey. And I'm very pleased and blessed that you have been my friend and my mentor. And we continue to evolve together, and I watch you grow, happy that you are. And I continue to hope to grow with you and learn with you and learn from you. And just thank you again, Beverly Wilson, everyone. This has been
yes.
Path of the Gems. And our guest this evening has been Miss Beverly Wilson. Thank you, Beverly.
Absolutely. Thank you, Diane. And I am on Facebook, Beverly Sapphire Wilson. So let's stay connected. Peace and blessings
yes.
upon you.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Good night.
Ladies Peace. And gentlemen, lead. Love everyone. Empower. Assist when you can. Dream and believe in the positive energy within. I leave you with the music of Brian Snow.